I sent out some interesting myrmecomas. It's more and more interesting. The question, a little bit, I think if you might have seen, is what does the fikach mean? The Gemara says, on Daf Dalet, that the Gemara has a kach on the Mishnah Pshita. What do I need the Mishnah to teach me that we split? Pshita. Rashi says the question is, even without the din of bonus and kleiso b'em, so we would do that. The Gemara says that we need the Mishnah, the chiddush of Mishnah, is even though one person is muksik. That's the fika. So the shaila I wanted to go into is, so now that one person is muksik, so how does the fika beat out the muksik? Right, that's a shaila. So then let's look at the some of these maramikaimis. And before we get to type, I think it's a just a
question. Why should we make assumptions because of the muksik?
No, the Gemara says on Daf Dalet. If you look at the word on Daf Dalet, the Gemara says Pshita. I think where's this line? I lost the place. Pshita. The Fika Chimnafa Akaisa Makam Avashav Shem Pshita. Tosricha Dinafa Roshusa Dachaminaya. Inan de Panu Chadim Yeshusa. The Gemara says the Farish that there would be, could be a svara of amot chaver v'raya, and it's kamashma. And Rashi, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha was, why do we need the fikach? The Gemara is answering because it's amot chaver v'raya. You need the fikach to beat out the amot chaver v'raya. Means muksik, that's what I think it means.
The Gemara does not differentiate between Malkum and Avonim?
Gemara doesn't discuss it. Gemara doesn't discuss it. You know, you can look at the Gemara, not as a one-line Gemara. Gemara just says that the Chiddush, the Gemara is a Kashub Shita. Maybe Poshub Shana Kasha will be maybe something else, but Rashi learns the Kasha is, why do you make the Mishnah Toliyan because of the din of the Mishnah, Bormas and Kosov Bemsa, even without that, we divide. And for the Gemara, because the one person is Muksik in the Avadim. That's all the Gemara says. So the Gemara, at least the way Rashi reads the Gemara clearly says that we need the Nefikach to tell us not to hold a Muksik of Avarai.
But that could just be talking about the Avadim.
Yeah, okay. Right? Yes.
And the person clearly grabbed it, right?
Yeah, Tup shot them either. Gemara says two possibilities.
I'm saying, but in the bigger possibility, we're saying that we know that the person's a grabber. In other words, we know
what the status is. Either Nafal, the wall fell into one person's rishos, so he didn't grab it. Or he went ahead and he grabbed it.
I mean, we know what it was a second before. In other words, we're not finding it there. We're seeing it. With the wall up, and then we're seeing it afterwards.
We saw the wall fall. The wall, we have a video of 9/11. And we saw the wall fall into one person's rishos.
But the Rebbe explained why that's called a muchzik when somebody grabs something from somebody else.
Because he didn't grab it. In the case, it fell by itself. You want to know why isn't this called duck for kawai? Okay, I don't know. I don't really want to do this. So I get talk for a coin. The Gemara says, "Inami de panya chad or shuse diday." So at least in the second case, when one guy took it, that sounds a little bit like talk for a coin. Okay, I don't know. It could be it's not like talk for a coin because by talk for a coin, before you took it, it was paskin. There was the other person here. Before you took it, it was a suffix. So it was never paskin. So therefore, when you took it, you're not going against the psach.
There's no bezin.
That's what I'm asking, Rebbe. When it was up, it was a suffix itself. When it was up, when it was up itself, there was some kind of suffix. And now, I guess down it's some kind of suffix afterwards. And now when it comes to me, it's no longer a suffix. I'm just don't know when
it's Mukzik should paskin, then it's mine. We don't know whose it was. We never know. We don't know who built the wall. So the Mukzik should paskin.
Yeah. When it's up, we wouldn't say it's mine. I mean, it's when it was up, we would assume it was just mine because it was my
we
side.
We don't know whose it was when it was up. Without the Mishnah of the Nefiga, and we're talking about before the Nefiga. Before the Nefiga, when it was up, we also don't know whose it is. We don't know whose wall it is. Now, we might say Yachlok gonna be Safek, but it's not, there's no Vadai assuming whose wall it is.
It's a Mukzik.
Now, when it fell down, so you're a Mukzik. So
I'm not a Mukzik when it's up? I'm not a Mukzik when it's up?
No, because we don't know whose Rishus it's in.
Both.
I don't know. We don't know who. We don't know whose Makom it is. We don't know who the Makom of where the wall is standing is.
Nobody's more than the other one.
Doesn't make you Mukzik. It means it's a Suffolk. No one's Mukzik.
Can be both?
I don't think it's both. It's probably more no one. If before you have the Nefikach, you didn't have the Nefikach, then there's a real Suffolk if one of them built it. We don't know who. So no one's Mukzik because we don't know who's holding. So each one is a Suffolk Mukzik, maybe you call it. But and the Mara says that you would have said, now that it fell into one person's rishos, we would have said, I'm also a chaveh of a raya. Therefore, we have the Nefika. Okay, so let's look at the Mukayai safe, if you don't mind. I put a few interesting Mara Mikaimis. And I think they're before we can do Tais this evening. Let's look at the Mukayai safe on the Mishnah.
Rebbe, just a pedagogy. Is Rebbe changing direction, or Rebbe Dafka just wants to get our feet wet yesterday, and then
want to get a no Parship shot in
so
the?
That's but why isn't today the first day? Why didn't Rebbe do this the first day of the sugya?
Because I didn't see these Maramikaimis the first day.
Because that's what I'm saying. Was it just happens to me, or is the Rebbe Dafka wanted to jump in on the first day?
Yeah, it happens to me.
Okay.
Listen, it's not so bad. Today is the second day of the sugya. Not so terrible.
I wasn't a complaint. I just wanted to understand the mala.
Okay. Anyway, so let's see the Namuka Yaisa. In the old printing, it's on the first page. It's four lines from the bottom. And the new printing, I think it's a separate Divya Maskil, starts with Fika. On the top of the page, I think. Fika Chinofa Wakaiso. Kloimar. Okay, again, I don't know why he says Kalaimar.
Yeah, why does he say Kalaimar?
I don't know. Even she called him Lakov Zazah. Mistama, since I can force you. So, Mistama, Michelle Shneyan Banua, Tavama Mako. So, there is a Mistama.
Hilkach.
Klomer means he's translating, isn't it? Explaining. Klomer means he's translating, basically.
Klomer means he's changing, making a daichik in the lashon. Okay. Hilgach, fido nafako, reshusa dechaminayu. Even if one guy looks it, because on his reshus. Inami paninu had a chad, or one guy moved it. Avon and reshuso. He's a big Gemara. The Torah and Shem Shalom, Amakov Avonim. He turns everything is his. Ain't on them. Elachol can be shoved. But though I'm reading, Michiah, I'm not going to be a pariah. Why? Danan Sadi, the Beish Neyam Banua. So the Michiah says clearly, why do we say that we don't go, why don't we go bust in a Mukzik? Why don't we say a Mukzik of Evaraya? And what does he say? Here's somebody help me.
It sounds like Adam.
And Sadi. Now, what's interesting,
in the beginning.
What?
He used the word Mistama at the beginning.
Right. So, in the beginning of the piece, he said Mistama. Mistama is not an Ansadi. Mistama is less than an ansadi. Mistama, I guess, could be an ansadi, but it could also be less. So what it sounds like that in the beginning of the piece, he didn't mention yet that it fell into one person's rishus. So he says, there he says mistama. And then once he moves on, he mentions he'll afidu nafal. So then he adds, and mistama is not good enough. You need a non-sadi. Right? That seems to be the reading of the Mugayas. No.
So is he so, changing?
He's not clear, changing. He's strengthening. A stomach could be an anansadi. It doesn't have to be an anansadi.
Meaning when it's still up, we don't need to say it's an anansadi because it doesn't make a difference.
If there's no one holding it, a stomach would be good enough. But since someone's holding it, so then stomach, you need a stomach with the strength of an anansadi.
But if he's gonna say it's an anansadi in the end, why doesn't he just say it in the beginning?
Okay, I do not know. I don't know. Good question. But the ma'isa, that seems to be the flow of the piece. That in the beginning, when he didn't mention that one person is holding, he just said it's the stomach. Stomach would be suffice. And when he mentions that one person is holding, then he has to go back and clarify that it's not just a plain, ordinary stoma. In other words, otherwise, what does he have to clarify? If stoma means a non-sadi, then he's redundant. Right? In other words, he already said there's a stoma in the very beginning of the piece. So why does he have to say at the end it's a non-sadi? So the mashmos of the lashon very clearly is that stoma does not necessarily mean a non-sadi. And anansadi could be, is a form of a stama, but stama is a much more, is a broad category, which includes cases which are not anansadi. Anansadi is a strong stama, and a non-anansadi is a weak stama.
Could he be saying the stama is
ambiguous? So the reason why, wait one second, the reason why the rush in the beginning the reason why the Mugiyosef at the end has to say Danan Saadi is because what he said before wouldn't be sufficient. He only said before there's a stoma, and a stoma is not necessarily enough.
What about Rebbe's kasha from yesterday that Rebbe said that people are timid? So how could you have a svara of being an anansadi?
I don't know, but he says it's an anansadi. Kasha.
I'm saying normally Rebbe, we have somebody a tfisa is an anansadi. My tavas hay shaloi is an anansadi, but we don't have a svara that a person could be kaifin an anansadi.
There is an anansadi. What can I do? So my svara is bato mavotel to the mugayaisei.
Rebbe, could I suggest that I mean, because what doesn't make sense, why is he starting off saying the stomach and he switches to non-sadi? Maybe what he's saying is the klaimer is talking about even before lefikach, you can say mistam mishel shnayim. Meaning even without lefikach, if you just looked at it, you say, who's the wall is still up there, whose is it? Mistama, it's from both of them. Lefikach comes along to tell you it's not just a mistama, it's an anansahadi.
He doesn't say that. He says, Kivin, I'm sorry. He says, Kivin, Shechorim Lakov Zezeh. That's also the Lefikach. That's no, what makes
the Lefikach isn't the Chiddush. The fact that it can force it means that it has to be Nansahadi.
Oh, he's saying that that's the reason for the Mistama. Also, the Mistama is also based and predicated on that.
Yes.
Without that, he will not have the Mistama.
Yeah, even though later, as I said, there's an istama without that too. But there's this istama is only because of the, he says clearly, this istama is kimin shechom lakov zezeh. The Rosh later says, the Mugiyazeh says there's another istama that existed even without it. But okay, but let's not get too confusing. Okay, now let's jump to the Rosh.
I just want to ask a question.
Yes.
What is exactly the anansadi? The non-sadi is, there's no way one person would say I can build it alone. The non-sadi says we are edim, that it had to be kaifim zezeh.
Yes, but it sounds like that human nature is such that if I can force you, then I would have forced you. I wouldn't build it myself. That's what it seems.
The non-sadi, why should I build the whole thing if I can force you and share it.
Yeah. That's what it seems. Okay.
Rebbe, we know from Taisus, and we did in the beginning above Metzia, that the Anan Sahadi, when it's used in this context, doesn't necessarily mean it's a real Anan Sahadi.
I don't know Taisus and above Metzia.
Rebbe told the Taisus, was it Taisus and Abezim and Aleph on above Metzia? I remember the name of the Taisus. It said Anan Sahadi, and we came out there saying that Anan Sahadi doesn't necessarily mean Anan Sahadi.
Okay, but it obviously it's strong enough. The reading of the Nemuga Yaisef is, and I still think is that if it just would have said in the beginning, then it would not be the muksik. It's because this is more than a mistama. This is on the level of a non-sadi, whatever that is. Therefore, it beats a muksik. Now, a non-sadi doesn't mean mamish edim, but it's stronger than just a plain ordinary stomach.
Would it beat a chazis?
I don't know. Good question. I call that Bikiyas question. I don't know. What?
We see that the Nebuch Yosef holds that even when nobody's holding it, it's only Yachloku because of the Mistama.
Yeah, but there's another Nebuch Yosef that says that if no one's holding it, there's a different summer, without not based on the Nafika. He says that the Farish later that that was a Gemara's Kasha, that what do you need the Nafika for, even without the Nafika, if there's a Mistama. So it seems, I don't know, there should be a steer in the book. Here he's working with the Nafika. He started out learning the Nafika from his Mistama. And he points out that it's better than a mistama. But the point says before, later, if you look at there's another, but I don't want to do it right now, if you don't mind.
Okay.
But the Mugayayasev on Daf, when the Gemara asked Chita, the Mugayayasev on Daf,
Dawid,
he says that the Gemara is asking, that it's pshita because there's a mistama.
The Ezebam Tigber.
Right. Yes. I can't find the piece, but what does he say? The Ezebam
Tigber. Kiman Shah Chasa Shal Snea.
Yeah, is that the Mukhi Yosef or that's Rashi?
Mukhi Yosef.
The Ezebam. Where are you reading?
There's another Mukhi Yosef.
After Hutzeva Dafna, Shita, a few lines before Garcina, the Gemara Bechem Begina.
Yeah, Pshita, Pshita's reading the name of the guy, we have Inna Shadish name, Abba, the Ainu, and the Rosh Lehem, Tama Hua Dina Koiso.
Agav, the Nemuchi Yosef here says clear to answer what Shmuel was saying. The Nemuchi Yosef says even if there's a chazis, it's enough. The Nemuchi Yosef right here says it very clearly.
Yeah, but so he doesn't say, he says, Mistama huadin akoso. Okay, I'm not sure what he means. But okay. And that because, but all right. Anyway, let's look at the right.
Maybe I was just saying that the Mukhi Yosef clearly says, even if dafilu hoya sham chazis, he says, Mitzad achar avon v'amakum shal shneim, v'afkav v'bikah,
he says, I don't know, but okay, that's Yesh Mishikot. It could be a machlokes. Okay, now let's look at the Rush. The Rush on Oizvav says.
Russian Oizvav.
Oizvav. Rush,
the Russian Oizvav.
In Nopo, I say so. Hamokom Vavonim Shoshneim, Kleimar. He also says Kleimar. Howel Umitchila Chiyav Abinyin. Ba'al yisayit shneihem mistama tishutif banuo. Same, almost word for word, like in the Mukayyash. It's almost like you suspect the Mukayyash, they've got his language from the Rosh. Ba'abo gav the masnisim adu in a shir chaluka. No must remember how such a much show no we don't need this. The Mistama can reach me as drops it like a hezek. Okay. And he says, she I'm reading this is the important key with the Mistama, Maskin, Darvayo, Have. The half of God, the ask your ask me shoot with the God me now. No, not can me Chazaka the either. The shoot the no cap the Ada the appeal in his shop be reshoot so.
Different sphora. The whole different sphora.
Right. So what it sounds like, pretty clear.
That's the position.
Is he says Kamash Malon keeping the Mistama. Right. So the rush is clearly arguing with the Mukayyaseif. Right, the Mukayyaseif said that the Kamash Malon is because there's an non Sadi. In other words, the Mukayyaseif had a switch. In the beginning of the Mukayyaseif, he started with a Mistama. Once in the Mukayyaseif got to the point that one guy's Muksik, he wasn't, Mistama wasn't good enough for him. So he had a go ahead and say that there's an ansadi. While the Rosh says, again, to read it again, well, the day when I have either Chamot Chavevraya, Kamash Malon, even the Mistama Machskin and the Tarvayo have, I have the Isa Chash Rishud Amayo, but Machskin and Mechazaka the Edah.
But he's also
why the shut thing like Kapti Adadi? Rabbi, he's leaving out the most important words.
Well, I'm not sure I'm leaving out the most important words.
That's not the parentheses on Rashi. In other words,
I'm not sure. Meltzer, I don't know. In other words, either you're right or you're not right. I don't know. In other words,
I mean, the Marshal asked him, Tyson, why doesn't he use this and have Mina?
Yeah,
and
so we
have to
know what the Shutin of Shapti Adadi, what it means. If Shutin of, there's this whole tumult, which we'll see. If Shutin of Shapti Adadi takes off regular Muksik, or Shutin of Shapti Adadi only takes off the Svara of Chazak or Komat Achaz Yadav Hu Shalo.
Correct.
Right,
the
so
last one.
If it's the second, so then what takes off the power of Muksik though? When Parshat Shat, when the Mukayyaseif said that he should say Amos Kaveh Varaya, he wasn't working with Komat Achaz Yadu Shalo. Just
the Muksik of Karka is not a Vaday Raya. It's just like you can't take it out of me. That's all. And this counters that.
Well, we're talking about the Muksik on the stones.
Doesn't Mari Kama counter the Muksik?
Muksik on the karka. He's looking on the stones. So I don't know.
Doesn't Mari Kama counter the Muksik?
In other words, when the Rosh says, Shutin Okapti Adadi, that might only be, that we'll have to see. Well, I don't want to jump the gun. That might only be to take off the Chazaka Komat Achaz Yadahu Shalo. But that doesn't resolve the Muksik as Amoska Vera Varaya. So
but that's not Pashup Shot in the Rush.
What?
The Rush clearly says that the Muksik of the Karka doesn't win.
Not Muksik on Karka, Muksik on the stones.
On the stones, it doesn't work.
Why not?
He says, because ships will like Kapta Dadi.
So I'm not sure if that's how you read it. You could read it. If you learn that Shubtin Okapti Adadi only takes off the Svara of Chazaka Komat Achaz Yadav Hu Shalo, So then you have to divide the Russian piecemeal, that what takes off the regular muktzeh k'vamot kaveh v'raya is kivin the mistama makskin and etarvayo. Avagav the isha hasha reshutzeh the kaminayu lo nafka minei chazaka d'idah. Period.
Why is
good Russian without the Adadi? No. I'm saying, Rabbi Meltzer, I'm trying to say there's a different reading. You got to give me a chance. If you learn Shutan Okap the Adadi takes off the Muktzeh, then you're right. But according to the standard Rosh Hashivah, that Shutan Okap the Adadi only relates to the Chazaka Komat Achaz Yada Hu Shalo. So then what the Rosh is Shver? What's the Rosh bringing in Shutan Okap the Adadi? That only removes the Komat Achaz Yada Hu Shalo, but there still should be a muktzeh. So you would have to read the Rosh that the Rosh is making two statements, and there has to be a stop. He's saying, Avogav the Hashtah Breshuza Chaminayu, and you can have a regular muktzeh. Lo Navke Mechazaka Da'ayich, period. That's one svara. You don't lose your muktzeh. You don't take away from the muktzeh because we don't change from the stomach. I what about Shutan Okap? What about the fact that Komatachas Yadu Shalo? The Shutan Okap the Adadi. Right. So it could be, it depends how you read it. Is he making 1 point or 2 points? It's not clear.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Like Nafka Mechazaka de Idach? What Mechazaka mean? He seems to be Mechadish over here that they have each one of them has a Chazaka already.
Right. So what it sounds like he's saying, some kind of Svara, is that before the wall fell, we assumed that it was both of them. There's a stoma that says that this wall belongs to both of you. So that gives you a certain level of till the wall fell or till the guy was muktzeh, we would have paskined it's both of you. It's a little bit like Bino Karach Achareho, you know, like that, when the child with the mother. So even though we don't have a Raya Bruta, but once we assume something, so it's Huxik. And then we kill the mother and she's Mizana with the child. There's such a thing in Halacha that if we assume something, and so that it became already established. That's what it sounds like. Now, if he's saying Shutan Okap the Adadi, then you don't need that. But if you learn Shutan Okap the Adadi only takes off the raya, because Parshat Shad Shutan Okap the Adadi, all it does is you want to say I have a proof that it's mine, because otherwise how am I holding it? So the answer is Shutan Okap the Adadi, but Muktzeh doesn't have anything to do with a proof. Usually when we say I'm Hutz Kaveh V'Raya, there's no proof. The reason why it's in your rishus is it happens to be a machlit parah v'chamor. We know why it's in your rishus because you own the para, and so the para gave birth in your rishus. The fact that you're holding it doesn't prove anything. You're the loyve mauve. So of course the mauve the loyve is holding the money. The fact that he's holding it don't prove nothing. So the subject, if your cow gored his cow. So I'm muktzeh. There's no kol na'dachas yada u'shalo.
So what's Shutan Lakapti doing? What's Shutan Lakapti doing? What is Shutan Lakapti doing then?
The parshat, it's not clear.
I'm saying according to this other way of saying, the
simple way of learning is that there are two koiches of muktzeh. There's a muktzeh that says, by chazaka kol na'dachas yada u'shalo.
Okay.
It means that if it's not mine, how did I get it? How did your object end up in my rishus? Because usually if it was yours, it should have stayed in your rishus. How is it that I'm holding
that's
your
what it's doing? That's what's removing?
One second. And for that, we say, Gaidris Einam Chazaka. Those remember that because Gaidris walk. So we have an explanation how it got there. But even if there's an explanation how it got there, even by Gaidris or by anything else, there's a dip. There is still a muktzeh called muktzeh. You don't need the fact that you don't, how did you get there? So these are for sure. There are two forces of muktzik. There's a force of muktzik of a raya, that it's mine because how am I holding it? And there's a force of muktzik because I am holding it out of a raya. So when we say,
doesn't ein loy raya be'edim mean the same thing? Because he says the first part muktzik of raya. And on the second part, after Shutan Lakati, this is Vafilu Nishtab, Rishuzo, the Ainul Raya El Obeidim. Isn't that the same interchangeably?
I don't know. That doesn't, I don't think it makes any difference. It's just, I don't think that's just the result.
What's the second force of Muktzik, Rebbe? One is a Raya and one is what?
There's one force, the normal force of Muktzik that we always have is Mandakovin Akeva Yedap Lebe Asya. Which is no raya whatsoever. It's just since you're holding it, you win. Even by Kohen, we know how you got it. You grabbed it. You still have a mutzah mechavero out of a raya. If you say Tukvul Kohen, Emo, Simo, Somiado. When my shore got gored your shore, and you have a suffix if it killed the Vlad or not. So I'm a muktzik. The fact that I'm holding the money is no raya that you're sure wasn't pregnant, but I'm not sure I gored it. So there's a concept of muktzik, which is without any proof. It's just logical. Now there's another
concept. What does that mean? I'm not catching it. What's the second, now the non-raya? I'm not catching the
Aramaic. Mandikov and Akeva, Yehlebe Asya means, the person who has a problem should go to the doctor. That's the standard force of muktzik.
It's just a din?
It's a logical hanaga. I have it, so I keep it. You have a problem, so you go problem. I have no problem, so why should I keep it? I claim it's mine. I'm holding it. I keep it. You don't. You want to change the status quo, you have to bring a proof. You can't bring a proof. We leave it the way it is. There's no beer. It's man that COVID I gave it. How did I get it? We know how you got it. You got it because you grabbed it. You got it because the money was in your rishus. Like in the case of classical case in Baba Kama, my cow gored your cow, and it's nimsa ubra bitsida. We don't know when your cow miscarried, before I gored it or after I gored it. So we say I'm Muslim of a raya. The fact that I'm holding the money doesn't prove that my cow gored your cow after a miscarriage. There's no indication whatsoever. It's just simply a sara that the way they say it in English is possession is 9/10 of the law. I don't really know if that's what it is, but it's some kind of thing that since I'm holding the money, I win, even though I can't prove anything. You got a problem, you go worry about it. That's a Gemara and Baba Kama. It's a sara. Man, the governor gave a yeah. You have a problem, you should prove it. That svara applies even by Gaidris Pashtun. Then there's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says that Gaidris ain't have chazaka, which means that there's a special chazaka that how did I get your, if I'm holding your pen, so how did I get it? Must be because you keep your pen locked up in your safety deposit box. So how did I get it? So the fact that I'm holding it is a raya. That gets slugged up by Gaidris because you can say, you know how I got it? Because your animal, Gaidris means animal. Your animal walked into my rishus. And Shutin, Okapti Adadi, Pashtis only takes off the second proof. Because you want to know how I got it. Why wasn't it locked up in the other guy's safety deposit box? Because he's a Shema Shutif, so he lent it to me. You know, I asked him, can I borrow your pen? Shutif lo kapti adadi. So they're always giving each other things. So there's no raya. The fact that I'm holding your pen doesn't prove anything because I very likely I took it, I borrowed it, and you're not makpid. So the Rush, I do not know. The Rush is using Shutin Okavya Dadi fine to explain why you don't have the second power. But how do you get rid of the first power? What?
Even though it just fell into the guy's rishus, why would you need it?
Well, the other case is the guy went ahead and he took it. So why did I let you, we have enticements, and I let you keep it there for a while. So why isn't that a proof that it's yours? Because how come I didn't, if it wasn't without Shutin or Kathy, I should have protested. So the fact that I allowed you to take it, or I left it there in your rishus for a while, and in protest would be a raya. So that's why you need Shutin or Kathy Adadi to take off the raya. Okay, but
while Rebbe's explaining the background, how does Godros take care of the second?
Because the animal walks.
That takes care of the riot, but what about the Manda Kavla Kavli?
So Parshim Shad, it doesn't. So Manda, so there is a Chazaka of Manda Kavla Kavli by Gaidras. That's Parshim Shad. I think it's a granat. That's how most people learn.
That and Gaidras the stomach taking care of that?
Have a Chazaka of Muksik. It just, when the Mara says Gaidras ain't have Chazaka, they're only referring to Manda Kavla Kavli. The Nafkamina would be, let's say you're fighting against a Mari Kama. So it could be that Mandakov in a Kava alone will lose to a Mari Kama. So you need the other Chazaka. It's not simple. So I don't know. But whatever it is, what all we need for us is, so the rush is not clear. I'm saying the rush is not clear. It could be the rush is using Shutan Lokapti Adadi to take off both Chazakas, which would mean what I said today was all wrong. And it's a tremendous chiddush in the rush that somehow or another Shutan Lokapti Adadi destroys even the Manda Kavod Akeva, which would be a very, very big chiddush.
Rabbi.
Or the rush is not discussing the Manda Kavod Akeva. Okay, well,
Rabbi,
I think the rush
wanted to show from the rush was that the rush does not sound like he's using a non-sadi. That's all I wanted. The rush,
Rabbi, suffices
with the stomach. That's all I want to show for the rush.
Rabbi, the rush seems to be coming from this. I don't know why Rabbi skipped it over. There's a parenthesis right after this rush in Daf Dalet that quotes the Rach. And he's the one who says Shuftim Lo Kapti Adadi, and he's the one who says Kamashman Delo Bein and Raya Elo Shuftim Matik Minei Beloi Raya. He says that's how Shuftim work. He says because they're Muchzeki Mamish. That sounds like the rush is coming from this Rach. And then he says Shuftim Lo Kapti Adadi.
Why does he have two points he Mamish addresses before he brings in Shuftim Lo Kapti? There's two Kamashman ones.
Right after the pshita, he says, "I go up here, shrach, kamash, and deloy bein and raya, el shutav mapik minay beloy raya." That's the chiddush of.
I'm sorry, I don't know where you're reading.
I think that's the new printing.
That's the new printing.
And that's
you're reading in the Rush, Shmuel.
What?
Are you reading the Rush? Are you reading Rashi?
In Rashi, after the pshita,
what does it have to do with the Rush?
In Rashi, Hagar, they all bring this rach. Hagav pius rach kamashman de lo brin and raya ela shotev mapik minei beloy raya. Maybe I have a different printing. I don't know.
The time
to delay you know a lover a raya. There's no such thing as raya. It's off.
Okay, the same two readings. I think so. Oh, okay.
Why did the Mukhi Yosef say mistam in the beginning?
I don't know.
Doesn't that mean it's Lav Davka?
No.
Why did he say Parshim Shad,
he said Stama because in the beginning he didn't mention that there's an Ansadi.
But is it an Ansadi or not an Ansadi?
That's why at the end of the piece he clarifies himself.
Doesn't that show that it's Lav Davka and therefore just going the Rosh and the Mugis maybe they're saying the same thing? That's Lav Davka. Stomach outside, it means the same thing.
Yeah, you see the Mukayai say. Right. The guy said, I don't know why I said in the beginning, but
could it be that's Lav Davka?
But that's what he meant in the beginning. But you see, he wasn't satisfied. The Mukayai say went out of his way after he said stomach, he goes out of his way to say Anansad.
Well, you can't say it means the same thing.
That's what he meant in the beginning. Okay, but obviously, without clarifying, when you say stomach, you don't mean Anan Sadi. So the Remuka Yosef needed to clarify that when I said stoma, I meant Anan Sadi.
And the pashtas. No, the pashtas is that the words mistoma and the words Anan Sadi are two separate things.
That's, you see that from the Muka Yosef.
No, so maybe Muka Yosef said it that way because it's interchangeable.
No, because then why did he have to say at the end, Anan Sadi already said it. If they're interchangeable, he said it already.
He's repeating, he's saying, right. Therefore,
he said it already. Yeah. So what you see in the Muka Yosef, just the opposite, why? Is that the word stoma, pashas, does not mean Anan Sadi. You also saw that other Nebuka Yosef that's later on Daf Dawid. You see the same thing. That the word, he said it pretty befairish over there too. The word Stama does not mean Anan Sadi. Now, it could be that it's Anan Sadi, but it's not automatic. So in the beginning of the piece, he said Stama. Stama does not mean Anan Sadi. And then he clarifies himself to say there's Anan Sadi. So when the Rush at the end of the piece, Mamish at the end, he says, Kamash Manan, given the Mistama. So it sounds like that we have a Machloikas, the Rush and the Muka Yosef, what the Lefikach is. Is it a Fikach making a Stama and that's sufficient? Or is it a Fikach making a Anan Sadi? Right? I can hear it, you know, but the guys asked it, what about my Svara that there is no Anan Sadi? So maybe that's what the Rosh holds. I don't know, but they've obviously there's Anan Sadi.
What's the mechanism the Rosh is using? Is the Rosh saying because of Mistama that there's a Marikama now?
That's what I wrote also to look at the Rambam. You want to look at the Rambam? The Pirish Mishnah is in the Rambam, right? And then we're finished with these Marmikas. The Pirish Mishnayos to the Rambam, I don't have to find it. People have a Pirish Mishnayos to the Rambam. In my Gemara, it's after the Rush.
Mine is before the Rush.
Yours is before the Rush. Okay. In my old fashioned Gemara, it's right after the Rush. So you have here that there's the Rambam breaks up the Mishnah into two parts. So if you look in the first part of the Mishnah, the last line, it said the last line, Ukamogom Vavonim Shoshneim, Ap Al Pi Shehein Brishos Echonim, even though the stones fell into one person's Brishos. Below Nomar, Hamotem Echavero, Olavaraya. Kivin the Huksuk Bishneyam. Now, what are those supposed to mean? Kivin the Huksuk Bishneyam. Right? You see those words? Anyone? I don't know if you have them prepared. So, what does those words mean? Kivin the Huksuk.
He's saying that each one of the people is Muksuk in both, in the wall and the place.
Yes, okay. So it doesn't sound like, but does that sound like Anan Sadi? Kimin Shehuksek, Bishneim. Bishneim means, what you're saying, Shneim means the wall and the, or it means the two people. I'm not sure what Bishneim
means. It sounds like Marikama.
Kimin Shehuksek, Bishneim.
He's saying, when it was in the middle, they're both the Muksik.
They have been the wall and the stone.
Okay.
Right? That's what you're saying. They have been the wall and the stone.
I'm not sure if it means the wall and the Muksik. I'm just looking.
How does it mean the peoples? Bishnehem, Muksik, Bishnehem in both of them.
Or it could be Muksik in those two people, Bishnehem.
I read it, those two people.
You're not hookstick in the people, you're hookstick in the items.
No, but I do not know.
I'm just making fun. Those who know where we want to, who are scholarly people, that they know that the Rambam was written in Arabic. And there's many people who are not happy, whatever, with the translation. You know, so we have another modern translation, which I can't say is better, but I know it's worse. I don't know. But someone, there's a very famous Sfarish, the Sfarim, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they came with the Arabic translation. They had no reason to translate in Hebrew. And they say that they even had the Ksav Yads of the Rambam. The original Ksav Yads, they actually brought the from when they came. There was a famous person called Kapach, who retranslated all the Arab Sfarim into Hebrew. And also Pirish Mishnah. So he, Sandy, you're going to like this. He translates this, the fi shehuksik lishneim. Instead of saying bishneim, he says lishneim. So in him, lishneim means to the two people. So I don't know. Bishneim practice means the other way.
Yeah, but it could be read, even the Bishneihem could be read as yes. The two people.
Yes, so he, and I don't know, again, you know, we don't have the Arabic to back it up. But the Maisa, it doesn't sound like from the Rambam that he's saying Anan Sadi. Right? What's the Rambam sound like he's saying?
It's a chesos marakama to both of them. There's a chazak mayor card. That was both of them.
Hooksik sounds like, yes, I agree with you, Shmuel. Now, there's hooksik sounds like that it was, this is what we assumed. We've been assuming this all along. When the wall was standing, if you would have asked us, whose wall is it? So we would have assumed that it's both of their wall. So we don't change. We don't change what our previous assumption is, right?
Which of those two things the Rebbe was talking about is Marikama address?
Marikama is like, this is like a Marikama.
What is it address? The Motzri Chavera and the Mokhs, which of those elements does it address?
What do you mean? It addresses everything.
There's two parts to what's going on. There's regular Motzri Chavera Lavaraya. And then there's the fact that he's Mokhsik in it.
How did I get it? Hazaka Komatakas Yadar Shalom. So the Marikama attacks both of them, or they both attack the Marikama. It just could be that one is stronger than the Marikama and one's weaker than the Marikama.
How do we know there's a Marikama from Anansadi, no? How do we know there's a Marikama?
But then if he meant because it's Anansadi, why would the Rambam bother with the Marikama? Just say Manan Sadi. It's like going through an extra step. Since there's an Ansadi, we have a Marikama and you win because of the Marikama. That's silly. You should just say, I have an Ansadi, you win because of the Ansadi. So the Lashon of the Rambam, I'm sorry, is Mashma, that he does not know that there's an Ansadi. What, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Rashi holds that the Rosh?
Rashi?
Rashi holds that the Rosh is a
I don't know what Rashi holds. Where's which Rashi?
Oh, the Fikach by the Mishnah.
We don't know. Rashi doesn't tell us whether he's using a non-Sadi or not. That's Rashi didn't, does Rashi say, he doesn't say a non-Sadi. Yeah, Rashi doesn't say a non-Sadi. But he also doesn't say huksik. He doesn't say either lashon. In other words, the Rashi doesn't say. It's ambiguous.
Is it machlekes Rashi Tosfos?
I think there's a machlekes the Rosh and the Rambam versus the Mukayyaseif. And there are other Rishayim that say like the Mukayyaseif. They quote the quote a Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. I looked at. Now there are a number of people that say Anan Sadi.
Rabbi, I don't send the Lefikach according to the Rambam.
The Rambam seems to say.
That's the Lefikach.
Right now, one person's muksik. Therefore, the logic should be that since one person's muksik, the person who's muksik is wins. But since before the wall fell, we assume that it belonged to both of them. So it was Huxik to be both of them. So the Muxik, the present, loses to the hooksek of the previous.
Why do we see a block to both?
Why is the dafka in this case in the Mishnah? Then any case, then any case in the Mishnah, Bika, Gina, any case should be like this. Why is it dafka in this case here that that's the din? It's only because, it has to be because, that's only in this case it has to be here,
before the wall fell, we relied on a stama. That's another aspect. In my Bika, there was no stama because you don't know, there's no din of kaifin. But here, since there's a din of kaifin, the din of kaifin created a stama that probably belongs to both of them, not vadai, but stama, probably.
And the Rambam's also based on the on the kofin?
Yes, I think it's because it has to be the figa.
That's the way it doesn't sound like you're saying it that way.
No, but maybe like, there's a step. The kofin creates a stama. The stama creates a hooksik, and the hooksik beats the tfisa.
That's not so much from the Rambam.
You always need a stamma, right? Rabbi agrees.
Okay, but I don't know how else you can. I mean, the Mishnah says the fika. So and then the fika is based on the kaifin. So you have to say the fire is based on the stamma. Otherwise, there's no the fika.
What's the kaifin? What's
kaifin means since I can force you from the stamma I did. Because people, I wouldn't have built them myself if I could force you. Now, the Mugay Yosef said, when we read the Mugay Yosef, the beginning of the Mugay Yosef said that's a stama, which means it's not a such a, I'd say, weak proof. The end
who
of
says Anan Sadi becomes a Sadi? Who Rush said Anan Sadi becomes a Sadi?
Rosh only says it's a stama. What?
Who said Anan Sadi Owen means that it's 100% Ambiru?
And Nansadi is not 100%, but it's 90 something. Nansadi in the Rush, you see, I'm sorry, in the Nemuka Yaisef, the Nemuka Yaisef, the Diak and the Lashon and the Nemuka Yaisef, he said in the beginning of the piece, Stama. And then at the end of the piece, he mentions that one guy's Muxik. And then he goes back and he repeats again and he brings in a Nansadi. Now, why at the end did he bring in a Nansadi and the beginning of the piece? He didn't mention an Ansadi. He should be consistent. He should say stomach in the beginning, stomach at the end, and Ansadi, right? Or he doesn't have to say why is he doesn't repeat altogether. So the reading of the Namugyaisei seems to be that Kozman, that he didn't bring in that one person's muksik, then the fact that there is a stomach was strong enough to make that he should win. But once he brings in that one person is muksik, and there's a principle called Hamaita Mechavero Oda Varaya. And Araya has to be in the family. Rashi says in Baba Metzia, Oda Varaya Be'edim. I think that was in Baba Metzia, no? I don't remember what Mesach I'm quoting from.
Baba Metzia.
That Oda Varaya Be'edim, that usually it has to be in the family of Edim. It doesn't have to be strong Edim, but it has to be in the family of Edim. It has to be something in that family. And Migui the Haitzi, now I'm reading. Raiv the Haitzi, now I'm reading. So, in order to beat out a Muksik, you have to be a strong Raya. So, the Ra, the Mukayai, therefore, wasn't satisfied with the fact that it was a stomach. And he went ahead and he changed or clarified himself that this stomach is an Ansadi. So, that's what you see from the Mukayai, that just stomach would not be sufficient. You need an Ansadi.
Rebbe, doesn't somebody restrain him asking?
The Rush doesn't say an Ansadi. The Rush just says stomach.
Agreed.
So we're saying that because the Rambam also doesn't say an Ansadi. It just says hooksick. So stomach would make a hooksick. You know what?
Don't some of the Rishonim learn that an Ansadi answers another kasha of Migu? It becomes a Migu b'makom Edim.
Okay, but the Mugay Yosef doesn't bring in Mugay Yosef, the movement in the Mugay Yosef.
No, not yet.
That he started out with Stama, and at the end he brings in Anan Sadi, and the only thing that switched from the beginning to the end was he brought in that one person is Muxik. If he's bringing in the Anan Sadi to take off the Migui, then he should have brought in the beginning too. The reading of the Mugay Yosef, the simple reading of Yosef is that Kozman He didn't say one person's moksha, so then stama is good enough. But once he goes ahead and makes one person moksha, so he feels stama is not good enough, and he had to create a non-sadi, which is very, very logical, because in order to be mighty from a moksha, we know you need a very strong force to be mighty. It's a chiddush and a stomach that a nonsan, right? We have later in Baba Basra, it's a machlokes. Can it be mighty? Can't it be mighty? Right, there's, you can't, not everything, both things cannot be mighty from a muktzik. You have to be a certain level of strength. So the movement of the Mukhi Yosef is, originally he said it's a stomach. Then he says, stomach ain't good enough to be mighty, so I need more. So all we're just pointing out, but the Rush, who clearly at the end of the piece says that it's stomach. Now, whether he's using Shutin or Kapti or not, I do not know, but that's too big of a sugya for us to touch at this point. But he definitely doesn't mention a non-sadi. And the Rambam also doesn't mention a non-sadi.
Could it be they're arguing about whether or not Mestama is enough to create a Marikama? And everyone would agree Marikama would be enough? Okay.
I don't know. What I don't know. But I don't know. Okay, could be.
But Marikama would be enough, right?
It could be a Marikama would be enough. Yes.
Rebbe, I lost track. What is Rebbe doing with this machlokas?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just at the very excited thing of machlokas when we start the sugya. We're learning Taivis Afika. The whole Taivis is, why do we need the Afika? So I thought it's important to know, what is the Afika? So according to what comes out, is it's a machlokas Rishonim. Is it a fikach and a non-sadi? That since they're both, the Rebbe Yosef said that since they're the kaifin, there's a non-sadi that I wouldn't have built it myself. Even though I claimed that I'm sorry, I don't hear the non-sadi, I guess I'm wrong. Right? That's what the Rebbe Yosef says. But the Rush and the Rambam are mashma that there's no non-sadi. It's just a stoma, a probability, an implication. We assume. And that stomach creates a, at least in the Rambam, it makes a huksuk. And that could be found in the Rosh too.
What's an afkamina?
It doesn't have to be any afkamina. Afkamina is in Havana. The Havana is, are we using a anansadi or are we using a something less than anansadi? You know, the how strong this force is that we're using. Afkamina would be if there would be theoretically, it'll be an afkamina if the guy would bring a raya against it. So, what do you need a counterproof to shrug it up? Afkamina would be if chazes helped, maybe. I don't know. You know, could be an afkamina. But we're not trying to go for an afkamina. We just don't want to go with the havana that there's that the basic mishnah and the whole taisis is going. This is, I do think this is the prerequisite to taisis. Taivis is, the whole Taivis is, why do we need a figa? But before you can discuss why do you need a figa, you have to know what the figa is.
And so, we do know where Tosis, Lamaisa, we know Tosis says an ansadi at the end of the day. That's
okay. So, right, we'll have to see. That way, I don't know. But it's very interesting that it does seem that there's a machlokes rishonim what the nefikach is. The Mugi Yosef clearly says it's a non-sadi. Okay, maybe Taivis right at the end of the day also says that. I'm not sure. I don't want to commit yet. But to me, it sounds pretty clear that the Rambam and the Rush are not learning it's a non-sadi.
I'm saying the Rambam just being the stomach.
They both agree it's because of a probability that a person wouldn't build it himself if he could force you. But how strong is that probability?
Saying to the
Rush, it's only a mistama.
Could the Rambam be a darga less? Would Rebbe say, could the Rambam be a darga less that just a mistama doesn't reach us a non-sahadi? Is it possible to split? And that still beats this muhsik?
Rambam seems to make a different step. It sounds like a two-step process. The Rambam seems to say, because huksik,
that. I mean, I'm saying it creates a whole.
Sukhsik sounds like that before the wall fell, we assumed. So it sounds like this, that the Mistama is a very weak force.
Right.
But since in the before the wall fell, the Mistama wasn't fighting anything. So therefore the Mistama won to Paskin that it's his, because a weak Brewer against nothing wins. Once it Paskin that it's his, so then he became Hooksick. And now that he's Hooksick, so it became a stronger force. It became like a Marikama.
Is that exactly kind of hug, like, I'm just saying
it's exactly like the case of the mother carrying the baby. I forgot the words of the Gemara.
That's stronger than an Ansahadi.
With a baby, and then so if she was Mizana right away with the baby, and she says that's not my with the son. She says not my son. I was just babysitting. Did nothing. But if she stayed in town for a while, and everyone was saying, "Oh, the mother and child," and then they're Mizana, then we kill her because. It became established. Hooksick.
Is that stronger or weaker than a Nansahadi? I can't understand.
Not that. Stronger than weaker a Nansahadi, but it's stronger than maybe a stomach.
Right, but what's that? Where's a Nansahadi fit with that? Why is Rabbi equating those two?
It just seems like different is systems. A viewer. This is
right.
Not a
like, viewer. Why is Rabbi comparing
this
those
is
two?
It's a different sport. You can't compare apples to oranges.
So the Rambam is different than the Mukhi Yosef.
Yes, I'm saying the Rambam and the Rush. It sounds to me that they're not learning. They don't seem to assume there's an Ansadi. If they would assume there's an Ansadi, they would just say straight there's an Ansadi.
But the Rambam and the Rush are also different.
What?
The Rambam and the Rush are also different.
Maybe or maybe not. I don't know.
The Rambam is a whole different system. It's not even close.
And the Rush says it's because it's stomach, but the Rambam probably needs stomach to get the Hooksick. So I'm not sure if they're different or not.
Could be the same system as the Rambam.
We said Shuddha Kapta is only brought in for a side point. That's why we're not reading that maybe the Stama creates
the Lashon of Muchzak. The Russian is saying we're not going to take it out of his Chazaka.
Right, he does say so. Something similar to the Rambam.
Right, he is definitely saying something similar to the Rambam.
Right, then he continued with Shuddha Kapta. So if assuming Shuddha Kapta is a different point, so then the first point was something like the Rambam. Yes, assuming that there's one point, so then it's not like the Rambam. Okay, I don't know. Right. Okay, anyway, I thought it was very interesting.
It says Kamash Malan beforehand, of course, supports what I was saying, no? He says both the Kamash ones, and then he adds in, like an afterthought, he adds in the idea of the Shittim Lokapta. But before that, he says Kamash Malan. Sounds like it's a separate point.
Well, you could, it depends where you put the comma. You could read it always one long sentence.
No, but the Kamash Malan is there in the middle. It sounds like it's a separate point. I think it supports what I was saying.
Okay. That's because you have the pay of the Korban is Topul Harifta breaking it up. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, so we'll go back. We can go back to Taita. But I just